Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Got our sports music?
Oh, you want that now? The basketball music?
That's what I asked for. The college football wrap-up, ladies and gentlemen.
Basketball. It is March Madness, after all.
Oh, it's basketball?
Yes,
well,
it's not football.
I would have remembered it was basketball if you'd had the music on time.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So, it's our NCAA tournament.
I'd like to once again apologize
what?
Okay, for messing it.
What?
I'd like to apologize for messing you up.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, it's our college basketball NCAA tournament wrap-up. Now, is it gone down to the Elite Eight now?
Almost. We're almost down to eight now.
After the Sweet 16?
Some teams have qualified for the Elite Eight.
VCU is out of it?
Long gone.
Long since gone. We have the Cinderella story that I'm excited about. Florida Gulf Coast University, right down outside of Fort Myers. And we've got who else?
They're playing at 9:57 p.m. Eastern Standard Time against Florida.
So did they blow out all? I might sit down and actually watch that.
Yeah,
this
be
is
nice
the big
tonight.
Game. This is the big game.
I actually would. I'd actually watch that game.
Because nice
I
adult like, beverage.
I like a real Cinderella story.
Call me with updates.
If they overturn if they overturn the Gators, this is huge.
I think it could be a big game. And they've beaten Georgetown, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have.
And then they, we'll see tonight. But so last night, all the teams that were in the Sweet 16 were whittled down. So
yes,
those games happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the teams, and I will give you their mascots.
That are going to the Elite Eight?
Give me the whole Sweet 16,
okay.
And then we'll talk
all
about the Elite Eight.
Teams.
Okay, right. Arizona and Ohio State played.
Let me see. Arizona, the Border Shooters.
That's right.
What about Ohio State?
Ohio State.
It's the
I remember if you
state?
Don't.
It's the
Ohio State. Muffins.
The Muffin State.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Marquette and Miami played.
Marquette's the baristas. The baristas, like right. You would get at Starbucks.
Right.
Miami?
Miami is the club hoppers.
Okay. What about Indiana and Syracuse?
Indiana's the Methodists, and Syracuse is the fighting rabbis.
All right.
Why are they fighting?
Wichita State.
Well, it's the rabbis, but it's just like the fighting Irish at Notre Dame. Fighting rabbis.
I thought they might have been fighting among themselves.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare take that shot from outside of the paint. Hell, it's the top of the key. There you go. He's a shooting guard, which is different than a point guard. Now I somehow want to do Jackie Mason again. So you get the shooting guard and the point guard. They all go run to the fighting rabbis.
He's the coach.
Yes, the fighting rabbis. My money is on the fighting rabbis.
Always. And they're glad they have your money, too.
My sister went to Syracuse, and that's why I made that joke.
I understand.
That might be for all the undergrads that have ever gone to Syracuse. The fighting rabbis.
He's the man who paints with a broad brush.
There we go. Yes.
Wichita State and LaSalle took the court yesterday as well.
Oh, man. Wichita State is the dentist. The Wichita State dentist. Okay. It's a guy, the mascot, I think, is a guy in a white coat with a pick.
Right. the pick.
Yeah. LaSalle is the homemakers.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah.
Didn't they used to be
LaSalle homemakers?
I thought they used to be the Buicks.
No, we don't deal with anything because you've got some other Midwestern teams that are in the dance, that are in the hunt.
Oh, do you love the dance?
I love the dance.
the
Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight.
There are four more games tonight.
Okay.
Tonight's games are...
Have you given me all the Sweet 16?
I've only given you the teams that were in the Sweet 16, eight
all
of them
right.
so far.
All right, yes.
Louisville and Oregon.
Louisville is the Bourbon Balls.
Okay.
Oh, delicious.
Yes. And it's a big, cute, great mascot. It looks kind of like a basketball, but it doesn't have any lines on it because it's just a bourbon ball.
I love them. Why not?
It's terrific.
What about Oregon? Smell them a mile away.
Right.
Oregon.
Oregon is the Moss Eaters.
Of course.
It's sometimes referred to as the crawling moss. The crawling moss of Oregon.
You're definitely going to get these next two, Duke and Michigan State.
Oh, Duke are the fanny wipers.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
The Duke fanny wipers. And that's really just a joke that's for all the people that don't like Duke.
That's right.
Yeah, especially the University of Maryland. The Duke fanny wipers.
Yeah.
And Michigan State University?
State University are the Hunchbacks.
Okay.
The Hunchbacks of Michigan State.
We're marketing back to their great team in 1932 that, remember, were all deformed.
Yes, and led by Coach Charles Lawton.
We're down to the last two games, the last four teams.
Okay.
Kansas and Michigan are taking the court tonight as well.
Kansas. The Bookburners.
Oh, that's right.
The Kansas Bookburners.
That's right.
That's what they are. And who are they playing?
Michigan.
Michigan. They're your automakers.
Oh, okay, yeah. Very good.
The Michigan automakers, not to be confused with the Michigan State Hunchback.
How do they fit that on a pennant? Michigan automaker.
It's very
it has
difficult.
To be really long.
It's very. But I'm. I think the automakers and the Fighting Rabbis have a chance to advance to the Final Four.
I hope so.
And then the Terrible Twos, or whatever it's called.
It is called the. Terrible
That would be called the National Championship.
The Championship.
Yeah. Well, if you want to call it that.
I think they should call it the Terrible Twos. Spice it up some more.
Yeah.
Well, the Sweet 16 wasn't always there. It was always the Final Four.
Right.
The Sweet 16 hasn't been around for
later.
All that long, has it?
It has.
If you call the Terrible Twos.
Oh, man. Okay.
I think you'd suck in a lot of young mothers. They'd want to watch it because
they'd
think they're
like
babies.
Well, you know how they say in that movie with Gary Oldman and Jeff Bridges, the presidential movie, The Contender?
Yes.
And how Shelley Runyon,
yes.
played by Gary Oldman, says six is a very good age?
Yes.
How about when you narrow it down to six teams, you say it's a very good group.
Well, how would you narrow it down to six?
I don't know.
The math doesn't work.
It doesn't know.
Don't trouble yourself.
The last two teams, four mentioned, it's going to be Florida and FGCU.
Florida is the
Florida
felons.
Gulf Coast.
The Florida felons.
That's right.
Right? And FGCU?
Florida Gulf Coast University.
Oh, Florida Gulf Coast University. The underachievers.
Okay. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Went out to dinner tonight. No matter where you go to dinner, you always seem to get that hot plate. You know what I'm talking about? They love to give you that hot plate. You have a salad, appetizer, then they come out like it's a big deal. That's a hot plate, sir. Hot plate, ma'am. You're going to have to leave the restaurant. The plates are too hot. You got some crazy chef in the kitchen putting plates in the oven. He's not cooking anything. He's cooking plates. Waiters walking around with big asbestos suits on. Big mittens on their hands. That's a hot plate. You better not touch that. As soon as the waiter leaves the table, your hands go right to the plate. Ah! Tables are bursting into flames. People are leaving the restaurant with their hands bandaged. The food was good, but the plates were so hot. Do you have any Vaseline for the sores on my hands? I brought my nephew to McDonald's. He wanted to get the hot apple pie, begging me for it.
Uncle Kevin, I want the hot apple pie. I want the pie. The pie!
Here you go.
Ah!
You gotta read those labels, young fella. Warning, filled with lava.
Ah! Same as the hot plate joke. Ah! It's the same joke. Ah!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from what used to be Buzz Burbank's easy chair, but now it's Mike's because of his surgery, here's Mike.
I'm over a year out of that surgery, so I don't need the chair anymore.
So, do you want another place to sit?
No, I think we're going to get like regular office chairs and sit around a table eventually.
I think it would be
once we get all that fine equipment from NPR that they're auctioning off.
I think it would be great
bidding?
For you.
No, of course not. I don't want anything that's been touched by other.
Yeah.
I don't want Bob Edwards' spooge laden ass chair. You know, I don't want that. You know, maybe the table, but then they put their hands under the table and Diane Reams
gum
nasties all sitting there under the table. That's gross.
What we could get you if you like a new chair is one of those tall director's chairs.
And action.
That's right. You with a megaphone. Go.
We are live from Studio 1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded worldwide 17.5 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, our station here in Washington, WTNT, and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Friday, March 29th, 2013.
Friday.
And we are brought to you by Vista Print again.
Nice.
Again.
And there's another business card that comes to us from the Chi Farm or the Chai Farm.
I think it's Chai.
It's an acupuncture clinic.
So it's, it's Chai. The Chi Farm. No, Chi? It's Chi.
And
Chi.
It's,
I like chives.
And it's David Wurzel. Who is he's the head of the chief. You know him?
I know his name from Facebook. It's familiar.
Of course you do.
The chief farm.
But anyway.
Your chi is like your aura.
How do you memorize 5,000 friends?
I don't.
How do you know
I know
who these
you,
people are?
I know my wife, and I know
but
David
Wurzel. But you'll go, oh, yeah, you know David. You know everybody.
Romper, the name stomper, is familiar.
We're going to get to you on Facebook in a second.
Great.
Because I know I stepped. I stole your thunder.
You see,
today.
No, this is a lie.
Yes, no,
this
it's
is,
not.
This is a lie.
We'll
you're
get
lying.
To it. Can I
you
tell you?
You fabricated a
I've
lie.
Got the sponsorship, Rob, that you don't care about, but I do. Vistaprint.com. That's what we're talking about. You can get 250 of these.
Uh-huh.
and you can get them for $10. You see that lovely card I'm holding up there? And thanks to David Wurzel, who sent us his business card, and it got a little free plug out of that at the acupuncture clinic, which I'd like to send Rob to before the show even starts.
Yeah, I'd like to acupuncture you.
Make your chi people right. Feel good when you meet someone who needs what you do. You hand them a business card, and they smile. It's a personal connection, and it's your advantage over your competition. Mm-hmm. Whether your business is big or small, you're watching costs, do this. 250 top-quality cards. That is just $10 with free shipping when you use our code TMOS.
Whoa.
Get this half-price offer. Go to Vistaprint.com. Check them out today, and we thank them for their business.
Cool.
Lots to talk about. We covered that that bit of sneakily prepared comedy on the
stealth comedy
at the
really
opening
was.
Of the show.
I liked it.
I did. I even, you know, I can't fake it. You guys knew what I was doing. I mean, it's like I said, hey, get me a copy of the Sweet 16. Like I'm doing it at the last minute. No,
I thought we were skewing sports again.
No, I toiled all morning on it.
These plates are hot.
The Fighting Rabbis of Syracuse.
You
come
cut
on
that
now.
Out.
The book burners. Come on, Kansas.
We're going to lose the house.
You know, we talk about comedians a little bit in this week's bonus show, in which we talk about pessimism, and we were looking for a comedian, we couldn't think of any, who wasn't a pessimist. And I think Kevin Meaney might be a non-pessimistic comedian.
That's possible.
He's mostly silly, right?
Yeah, he is silly.
Yeah.
He's a good example of that. He's got a very unique and interesting point of view, and you never know.
It's
it
funny.
Might actually be true. Let me start the show today with a little Facebook moment. Rob and I both watch the Today Show religiously. We always pay attention to what's going on with it, and we always like to share little special moments. And so
you made it a lot deeper than me today. You were into the end of the third half hour.
Yeah, that's because sometimes I TiVo it, and I'll just let it run in the background while I'm doing my show prep, and if something peaks my curiosity, I'll look up occasionally, but I really don't pay much attention to it because it's such crap fluff that's there all the time. And suddenly this thing, now I'm unable to connect to the internet, which is difficult here. Let me just fix that. So I'm watching today, and I've got my nose in my computer and in my phone, and then I see they're doing this ridiculous vacuuming segment that we have. and
they made them go, made them go outside in 40-degree weather to play with vacuums, which was really awkward.
We did that ourselves.
Do you have the picture, Rob, by
any
chance?
I can bring it up, yeah.
Yeah, because it's hysterical. I see them arguing. Matt and Savannah are arguing over this vacuum segment, and Matt says something along the lines of, this is the first time she's ever vacuumed in her life.
Oh, wow.
And they do a quick shot. You see her walking off.
Can you pick that up, Josh, on the camera?
And she's walking away from the set,
yeah.
And she appears to be, judge for yourself, flipping off Matt Lauer.
Whoa. Can I see that?
Giving Matt Lauer the finger.
Oh, yeah.
And I pause
it. And it was a definite, it was a very meaningful one with a pump. You know, sometimes you just flip them off, but sometimes you add the pump. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh. And I call Rob immediately. I said, how deep into the Today Show did you get? Savannah Guthrie just flipped off Matt Lauer. Now, to the best of my knowledge, it is now 11:15 Eastern time, and I am reasonably sure that we may be the lead on this.
Yeah,
It's just at a dead time for them. Not a lot of people except stupid disc jockeys pay attention to this kind of crap.
Right.
And I was all over it. Rob comes over and I play it for him. Uh-huh. And then he gets impatient with me because I'm not running my remote the right way.
Well, he was not.
Press this. We're passing the run. You can repeat it again if you press the repeat button.
There's an instant replay button.
Yes,
and Mike was, I don't think, aware of it.
Okay.
It's
thank
on
you.
TMZ.
It's already on TMZ?
Yes.
What time was it on TMZ?
I'll pull it up right now.
Let's see, because I'm curious about their timing. Rob, when did
you posted it 37 minutes ago, so that's about...
You beat them 9 minutes ago.
Oh, boy!
Yeah. Yes, sir!
Yeah. I want a credit for that,
to
ladies
good boy.
And
punch. Good
oh,
boy.
That's great. Rob comes in, and Rob says, that's right, she is. That's definitely flipping him off.
Yeah.
Flipping him off.
Cool.
And then, so this is going to be, this might be, we broke it.
Yeah, we did
I think
it.
We really broke it online.
You broke it.
I think, but you took the picture of it. And
well,
as soon as Rob goes over to the TV screen and he starts to want to take the picture, suddenly I go into hyper competition mode.
Because
I realize Rob wants to post this. On his, it's maybe after you took the picture.
What happened?
My wheels started turning, and I'm like going, now Rob and I are back to the old. Who's going to get the most friends first?
Rashomon, this is one version of what happened.
Okay, what's Rashomon?
That's a movie where people remember the same event different ways.
Okay. Well, so everything I've said so far, you don't dispute, do you?
Well, you
looked at the clip.
We both verified that it happened, and then we were just laughing at it, and I said, we should post this.
Okay, and then you went over to take a picture of it?
And I went over to take the picture. But and it was not your idea to post it at
it
all.
It was not my idea to post it. It was that I found it, you know, and it's not like I found anything great. I observed this. I said, wait a minute, I think she really did flip him off. And then Rob's idea was to post this.
Right.
And so Rob goes over and takes a picture, and I said,
I got four words into my post when Mike says,
No, hold on. No, it didn't happen like that. You went over to take a picture, and I began to think immediately, I want to post this before Rob does.
Yeah.
All I can
because
tell you
this is sulfur.
Okay, but that's your interior monologue. All I can tell you is what I got.
Okay.
I had the picture. Wait,
walk us through what happened.
I will tell you exactly
because
what happened.
You're taking big chunks.
I'm not.
Rashomon.
I am not.
You walk.
You
are
including things that I'm just finding out because that was your thought process.
You took the picture.
I did a beautiful picture.
You took the picture.
Right.
And then you were walking over and then
I was standing by you. You said, let me see the picture.
Right.
I showed you the picture.
And I said, let me take a picture.
No.
What happened?
Let me see the picture. And
yeah.
I showed it to you. And then I said, I'm going to post this. And that's when you said, no.
I said, wait a minute.
Wait, I'm going to post it.
Yeah, I'm going to post it. Let me take the picture.
And then the hyper competition happened because
you, as soon as you took the picture, all thoughts of any interaction with me or our moment of watching this thing, which we were enjoying, were gone because before I got the idea to post it's when you dove
before
into your
you
little
stole
phone
the idea
yeah,
to
was
post
Rob's
it
idea to post
you
it.
Don't even know this exists without me today
yeah but
at the one point
the
all things
you
were
would
equal.
Not have even known
all
this.
Things were equal after
who's
we
the
both
person
died.
Who's the person that I called
you called
you're
me.
The first person I called yeah.
That's right
but what you were going to do with that information is just tell Rob
exactly
yeah
all right no here's okay
so hold on and then he's just consumed by getting it out there. And
it's
then
a
I'm like,
scoop.
Well, no, damn it. I want that scoop.
Yeah,
I want to get it out there.
Yeah.
And so
and
that's when Rob gets pissed.
You're like the kid that doesn't want the toy
right?
until the other kid has the toy.
Well, no, but the toy, technically, the
no,
toy
it is
belonged
exactly
to
the
me.
Toy. But you had no interest in the toy.
But no, I made the
it
toy.
It doesn't matter who the toy belongs to.
I made you aware of the toy.
Great. And you said, great. And I said, we should post it.
But all you care about is just that you are so Facebook obsessed, and I said, I want it this time. I wanted it.
So
I wanted to
get
credit. I
Mike,
want, huh?
Mike you
get
wanted.
I took my own picture and I immediately posted it.
He did a great job.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah.
You did a great job.
Are you insinuating that your picture was better than mine?
I never said that.
We did that horrible thing where we take the picture off the TV screen. Right.
Now, the third facet to this.
Did you share my photo yet?
No, I don't care about your photo.
Oh,
I passed it.
Oh, God,
the third facet to this is the amazing bleeding intern.
Yes.
Josh is here.
Yeah, then Josh lumbers in. And
Josh
arrives every day with the same, how you doing? Okay.
Well, what he said is, you know, hey, have you ever shaved your head in the shower and you just won't stop bleeding?
It won't stop.
So is it stop bleeding or
the
are you lightheaded?
Have stopped the bleeding.
I don't think so. I don't know.
A couple updates, an observation.
Okay, very good.
One is
good
the picture you took is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a great picture.
Great
I
picture,
said that.
Did a great job. Two, it's gotten so much activity on Facebook, I'm blown away. You've got 17 comments, which is nothing.
Really?
And you also have, you have 6 comments, I'm sorry, and 17
likes. Are you
likes.
Kidding me?
Only 6 comments and 17 likes.
Really?
Well, it's early in the day.
Well worth the fight, let me tell you.
Hold on just a second.
Well, what action is TMZ getting?
TMZ is getting 11 favorites. 11. This now, is how much people care about this.
While Mike
and
checks
3
this out.
Retweets.
I really thought people would care about
can
it.
Can we have Josh's take on the situation? Because Josh saw the thing go down.
They will in time.
Yeah. All right. Josh, what did you think you saw?
Well, I walked in.
Hey,
and
Josh?
Yes.
Be accurate.
Be accurate?
Please do, Josh.
Okay.
Tell us exactly
that was just
what
a message
you saw.
That was just a message from Mr. O'Meara.
Sure, sure.
Thank you.
So I walk into the kitchen. I'm like, hey, Rob, is your head ever... not stop bleeding after cutting it. We had that little exchange.
Right.
I looked at the TV. I see Savannah Guthrie. It was Savannah Guthrie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, giving the middle finger off camera to somebody. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, is she giving the finger? And then Mike and Rob go on to have their, I want to post this. You can post this exchange.
There you go.
Mike goes to post it.
I stand by that. That's exactly
but right. He left out everything.
But no, then
no,
Rob
was very accurate.
Me.
His assessment was very, he's just telling the truth.
He's telling
something
the truth.
You're having a great deal of trouble
he's
with.
He's telling
today.
The truth with large hunks missing. It's lying by order of omission.
It's a recap.
Are you calling Josh a liar?
You heard every word I said, and yes, I am.
Wow.
Go ahead,
because
Josh.
What happened is, what we want to know
sorry,
is the sequence.
Yes. He's upset.
Give us the sequence.
He gets like that.
Give us the sequence of events.
The sequence. Okay. Mike took the you took the first picture. Actually,
okay, do you need to take a breath?
No, no.
Do you
good.
Need
I'm
some
good.
Platelets?
Now, listen, he's under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I could use some.
Have you asked him a question?
I
will
have.
You allow him to answer?
Will he
instead
answer?
Of pouncing on him like a cat playing with yarn? Please stop.
That's right. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Josh.
So, Rob, you took the first picture.
Yes.
Mike,
son, don't crack under the pressure.
You took the second picture. I'm trying to go through this in my mind because I really wasn't. I was
understand.
More concerned with the bleeding head wound.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Josh, if you think much harder, the bleeding's going to start.
I think it's. I think it's picking up right now. Actually,
I'm just amazed that only 19 people have liked this. So
and Savannah Guthrie, the other observation I wanted to make, has already addressed this. She writes on her Twitter, "Folks." Folks. Who
Folks.
Uses that word? Jesus. That was my index finger. Photo evidence proving my innocence coming soon. Hashtag Fingergate. Hashtag TGIF.
It's, don't believe
you
it.
You know, it's very hard to say, but it does. I think she may have a point. It might be the index finger.
Even if it is, it was indicated as the middle finger.
Look at this action on TMZ.com.
Okay.
An international website. Now they have 12 favorites and 3 retweets.
The world is shaking. F you. I thought it was a B. If it's her index finger, it goes away.
As she addresses it right away.
She did the right thing.
Yes. Yeah.
But it sure looked like she was flipping them off.
I stand by the fact.
When you saw it, Rob, you thought it was the middle finger.
I think it is still. Even if she has some sort of doctor. I don't even sure she has an index finger on that hand.
Hey, can I also add this?
What happened? I remember something.
She's missing a finger.
I remember she was raised. I might have read this on TMZ. Uh-huh, I think she was raised on a farm. And there was a threshing accident.
Have the lamb stopped crying, Savannah? Have the lamb stopped crying? I got 19. I have 21 likes.
21 likes.
I have 6 comments.
Yeah, on fire. En fuego, as they say in my family.
Yeah, I get
but
more
what
response.
Happened?
I get responses like when I'm tweeting during a World Series
I've
game.
Seen you get like 1,000 something likes and 500 comments.
I know, on something totally mundane.
Yes.
My official statement is
Mr.
this.
Mr. Journalist.
I am not upset with you. I am not mad that you posted it. I'm upset that you've changed the sequence of events.
Well, I didn't
and you won't cop to the fact.
What do you want me to cop to?
That the only reason you wanted to post it was you saw that I was posting it
yes.
and you wanted to beat me to it.
Yes.
Okay,
I said
that's
that.
It. Okay.
I'm clear on that.
That's
because
fine.
Because you have this obsession
this
with
is
Facebook
what I do.
More than anyone else. It is you feel somehow that it belongs to you.
What the,
more than anybody
what,
else
Facebook?
On the show.
No.
That you are Mr. Facebook on the Mike O'Mara show, even though that has never really translated into any money coming into the show.
Right.
And the fact is, you know, you seem to think that you have more of an ownership of our Facebook
think
database
of-
than anybody that sits in this room. Slaying the dragon.
Think of Facebook as the town of Manassas.
Okay.
Do you own the town of Manassas?
Unfortunately not.
No, but you know what? You know how to use it to your best advantage.
Not,
you are
obviously
the,
not.
You are the king
of Manassas.
King of the Zit.
You call me that, I'll stab you in the eye with an ice pick.
He is the Zit King.
I swear to God I will. So it looks like it's not getting a tremendous amount of traction.
Yeah,
right, the king of Manassas. So you be the judge.
You
check
hold
it out.
Up little Mikey on the cliff.
A little bit of ox blood on his nose.
When I was born in Manassas, and my father held me up,
offered you up
over the hill, overlooking the fuel depot.
No, and it's gonna be Pharmacy Corner.
Yeah, let me see what
oh,
I got
the
now.
Drugstore
the
district.
Drugstore district.
There were no virgins to sacrifice.
Let's count them. 22 likes now. 22. So you be the judge. Check out our Facebook. We'll put it on MikeOMaraShow.com as well. And you be the judge as to whether Savannah was using her middle finger.
Someday, my son,
morning.
All of these used tires will be yours.
All of these chicken restaurants from South America will be yours. You will be the Manassas King. Hello, Father.
But you'll have to take the throne from the evil Manassas Lion.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Scar O'Mara.
Scar. That was the voice of Jeremy Irons.
That's right.
Too. The Bulgers. We're all over the place. It's a Friday show. What
well, I'm
we
just
say?
Glad that it got posted on Facebook.
Yeah, you guys
at
worked
all.
It out.
Yeah,
that's the
so
important.
Today,
we'll hug it out.
Do you want to open your gifts or share your gifts that you got from Buzz and Rob?
Oh, absolutely.
I am giving Oscar a very expensive piece of furniture.
Yes.
And he is paying the moving costs.
Birthday.
So I really don't think that counts as a gift, but
birthday.
It's kind of it's a mutually beneficial situation. And I'm going to get you a card sometime in the next few weeks.
I
no
think
worries.
You should
Oscar.
Make him a card. I don't know, have you ever made him one?
No.
When When you make cards, that's the best.
I used to write him a note.
That was a radio tradition.
Yeah. Buzz knows the fastest way to my heart with an Apple gift card. A very generous one. Thank you so much.
And my card making software broke, so that'll have to be your card.
I'm good. I'm good to go. I'm good to go. I know you're famous for those.
All right, so you're going to share with us what you got here today?
So Rob, out of the goodness of his heart, has gone out of his way. Mind you, we still owe Rob a present, Mike. We were supposed to go into it together. You said you're going to go find one that day, and you never did.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, something you might want to do.
Were you busy posting on Facebook?
Yeah, probably.
I've got an Elmo birthday
Well, Rob's
card.
Birthday fell on the trip.
During the Florida trip. Yes.
I like to think that the trip was my gift.
So
Yes, it was.
Thank you. I'm going to open this card now. Done. Oh, it's one of those pop-up cards. And
you're not going to read the text that was written on the card?
It says, "Hi, birthday boy. Elmo hopes your birthday is full of big surprises." And then a little Elmo jumps out, pops out, and says, "Surprise, hee-hee."
Oh, that's adorable.
Isn't that sweet?
That's nice. Right.
Thank you for all you do for the show and for making my job easier and a lot of fun. Happy birthday or something. La, 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 la.
There you go.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for the booze. I appreciate it. Very fine bottle.
Yeah.
Right.
Coming my way.
What did Buzz get him?
I already talked about
that first.
Buzz,
Apple gift
Buzz gave me an Apple gift card.
That's boring.
No, it's great. I said it's the fastest way to my heart.
Right. Hold on a second.
Are you getting me something?
Yeah, right now.
What's happening? Oh, you're posting on Facebook?
He's counting the likes.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Yes?
I'm just going to get this taken care of. Just all talk right. amongst yourself.
Okay, well, I thought you were about ready to
didn't
go.
You're launching a nuke.
35 years old, right?
I'm going to be 35 tomorrow.
What's the plan for the weekend?
My whole family's in town. My brother actually called me this morning on the way into the office, and he said that
your unemotional brother?
Yeah, he flew in just for my birthday.
Did he really?
The unemotional brother.
How about
where
that?
Does he live? Does he live?
Did he surprise you with that?
Yes, he surprised me.
Wow, he's from Boston, right?
Yeah, he flew in from Boston.
That's very cool.
Very cool of him. So
can you turn the music down for a second?
Yes, after the show.
We have a little more of this segment to go. I know your birthday greeting is over, but I need to away. Is there anything coming through the printer?
Oh my God!
Why? Here's something now.
Oh wow!
Oh, what? Go hand him his card.
So great.
Go hand him his card.
That's so great.
Your gift
that
is just
Mike.
Been printed.
You know what? Just when I think you forgot about me.
That's right. There it is.
The ink's not
you
dry.
Went ahead and printed something.
Isn't it nice?
Out.
Open it. Open it. Open it.
Yo, I'm gonna open it like a card.
Okay. Isn't it nice that you gave the illusion that you had nothing?
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Okay. Would you like some music while you read this?
No, that's okay. Just read it a cappella.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Mikey O'Meara's has birthday greetings for you. Nice.
Now you can hit that music.
Yeah. Very nice.
There's an iambic pentameter.
Spared no expense.
Yes. I like the font. I like the font.
That was a typical opening of the Mike O'Meara show. We're going to take a break and come right back with more fun and more thrills. We'll be right back, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Yeah, you betcha.
God, I'll be glad to see you guys Monday.
I'm going
to
post this on Facebook right now.
That'd be good.
That's good stuff.
Why don't you have Elmo flipping someone off?
Now it's in my printer queue. Should I save it?
What, for next year?
Could save you seconds.
This segment of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job for us, and this is a time of year where you know we push Amazon because it really finances the show.
Thank you.
It monetizes our show. Save up to 70% on all jewelry just in time for Mother's Day, Father's Day, and graduations. And if kicks are more your style, save up to 60% on athletic shoes. Save money and support the show. The banner ad at MikeO'MearaShow.com takes you directly to your account at home, school, church, or work. Shop through MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon, and we thank you in advance.
Boss.
On the programs today, I hate to keep piling on Rob, but this was before I even saw Savannah Guthrie.
Well, it is Friday.
I wrote the Spiewaks are the modern day Addams Family.
In what capacity?
How so?
The picture Carrie sent you.
Oh, isn't that great?
You're a strange lot, you. You're a strange.
Did you not laugh?
Of course I laughed.
What sort of picture might it be?
We'll discuss it.
We'll discuss it in a second. Belated happy anniversary to a good friend of ours. A message from my younger wife. A very clear message to me concerning our future. Nobody can. No, don't worry. Everything's fine. I've got a picture that really proves that hockey players are the toughest guys in the world. Uh-huh. International Oscar and his trip to China. The Duggars are in the news again. Did you
find it? I did not see it. No.
Sucks ass.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that.
You know, I think that's fine.
There's a video that someone sent me, Demetrius Meritis.
Oh, he's a great friend of the show.
Really good friend of the show. Did I pronounce his name correctly?
Sounds right.
Very close. I'm not sure about the last name myself.
He sent me a video that started my day beautifully today. A very special Easter greeting for a very special person, and that's about it that we've got today. But let me start with Rob Spiewak.
Hi.
So I look today, and I think it was on the news feed. I hate to mention Facebook every 5 minutes, but it's what we all pay attention to.
That's how we connect with you.
There's a picture of Adolf Hitler with bunny ears.
Now, Mike, be fair. there.
And I'm sitting there going,
I emailed it to you.
Oh, you emailed it to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have necessarily put that on a news feed.
Okay, you didn't put it. So it was a email to me?
It was a direct email to you.
And it was sent to Rob from his lovely wife, Carrie.
Carrie had sent it to me. It's
and
Adolf
I said,
Hitler.
The whole family. They're the Adams family,
no,
for
no,
God's
no.
Sake.
We're by, it's a great laugh getter, especially at this most holy time of year, when you see Adolf Hitler sitting with one of his German shepherds. I think it might have been Goldie.
It was strange.
See, that you I think know one its of, name.
Shepherds were named Goldie. Goldie's I think one disturbing. Of the shepherds was named Goldie.
Take
yeah.
me for a walk. Hi, I'm really hungry. That's weird on a lot of levels.
And then they had superimposed really, not super, photoshopped, very accurately, fuzzy bunny ears on Hitler. Mm-hmm. And it makes you think, well, maybe he did like Easter.
But the funny thing about that, you, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
That kind of crap coming out of your brain, that's the way your sick, twisted mind works. But yeah, I didn't realize that your wife was deep into the act
well.
As
you know what? You, the act.
Yes.
But and don't confuse
the Spiewak act.
Don't confuse it with our act.
Right.
We would never use that in our act.
What do you mean? What our act?
Our act, the one that's going to end us up in the
singing show.
The singing act?
The singing act. Dean
and Jerry.
Yeah, we'll tip our hand. It's like Buzz with the ukulele. We only had 9 months of promotion for that. We may, in our fall concert, Jubilee. Uh-huh.
Do the act?
The fall Jubilee. Uh-huh. That's what I want to call it. I just decided that.
Perfect.
A fall Jubilee at a venue to be named soon. Uh-huh. We may, Rob and I may be doing a duet together.
We'll debut our act.
It'll be just great. About as queeny as it
well,
can
what
possibly
we need,
get.
And it, what
maybe
happened?
We'll have Josh play the guitar.
I'd love that.
Maybe just like...
Oh, that'd be fun.
How about this? Isn't it rich?
Isn't it queer?
What'll happen... It happened that night at Quench, and we realized that, you know, this show can't go on forever.
Right.
And we need to have something to go to when
a fallback.
It's over. And it'll be us at nursing homes.
Yeah, and
entertaining the crowds.
Because when, you know, when you get burned on this after all the years that we plan on doing it, you get
right.
crispy on this, you know, you got to shake it up. You don't want to do another studio show.
No, you want to do a live show.
You want to do a road show.
Take it
that's
over
right.
stage.
And then, you know what? What do you love more, Mike, than interacting with a live crowd?
Yes, the Whistler's Rest Home presents... Rob and Mike.
That's right. Remember, if you're very well behaved, you get a banana.
There we go. And then we come out going, hey, what good is sitting alone in your room?
I want to tell you.
So, we, you know, you've accused Carrie of having the dark sense of humor in the past. Remember, she loved the
and
ducks
Julia's
being blown
got,
around.
And Julia.
Julia does.
Has a very interesting kind of quirky way about her.
She's got a weird way with punchlines like, why did the kid fall out of the swing set? And this is a joke I believe she wrote. I said, why is it? Because he had no hands or legs.
Okay. They're the Addams
that
Family.
Is quite wow.
Do you have the theme to the Addams wow. Family?
Of course I do.
Because I saw that, and then it was just Julia being Julia. She always has kind of a whimsical little look on her face. Yeah. Like she's
mischievous.
Just yeah. mischievous is the word. That's yeah. right. And she always looks like she's up to something.
Yeah, exactly.
And Rob has called her Dillinger in the past. And then you get Robert, who's just Robert.
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
Very strong. Very strong.
I'm so fond of the kid. I love Rob's family.
I think he'll be in Monday, by the way.
This should be the theme. Where are we going Saturday night? Well, the Spiewaks have called us, and they're having us over for dinner.
And you know what? We really do live in a museum.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have all that crap in there.
The Spiewak family.
But, there is a darkness to the sense of humor. And I think the show benefits from this.
It's great.
The Spiewak family.
You have some weird uncles.
I do.
You have that train set that you have up in your, you know, the top floor of your townhouse where you crash the trains all the time.
That's
you know?
Right. We blow it up. And, of course, we have Cousin It Spiewak. Very long hair.
It's interesting. Hey, I got to make a correction. The other day on the show, all right, enough of that.
Thank you.
The other day on the show, I was talking about how cool I thought it was that that guy, you know, you can never say anything on a radio show because
yes.
it always ends up biting
you. It can come back and bite you
I
later.
Wasn't even going to bring this up to you because you were so enthused about this young
I
man.
I didn't mind the Debbie Downers sharing this with me the first 10 times.
Oh. Yeah.
But afterwards, the other people, hey, that guy you were all raving about.
And it was the women. It was the women who seized on this story.
Yeah, of course. We talked about how cool it was that this guy that lived in a very poor section of New Jersey won
humble
the lotto.
Humble store owner, father of five.
Yeah, really mm-hmm. nice story. Mm-hmm. And his name was Pedro Quesada, the New Jersey man who won the $338 million Powerball jackpot. Mm-hmm. Owes about $29,000 in child support.
Apparently, he's the father of more than five.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of liens on his businesses.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know. Well, it sucks. Human beings suck.
Yeah, but no.
There you go. That's what I take away from this.
You know, there's no defending it, but he was feeding the five kids who were in his house, and now that he has more money, he's promised.
Oh, good for him. He wasn't letting them starve.
But did you ever think maybe he might just want to stop
Well, that occurred to
Whoa.
Me.
Whoa.
I mean,
me
really.
Say this.
Really, yes.
Pump your brakes.
Yes.
As men, we like to procreate.
Yes.
So that's almost biological.
It's our job.
Well, but what I'm saying is that's a nice way of saying there are perhaps abilities that he possesses himself where he can enjoy his moment that he likes to enjoy 700 times a week.
What he's done for those
buy
kids.
He's going to buy some really amazing condoms now.
Imagine if Rob's dad.
I'm talking pre-lotto. I'm not talking post-lotto.
But think about what's happened now. That if Rob's dad was this lotto winner, right?
Yes.
And Mr. Rob, Horny Bob Spivak wasn't paying child support, and all of a sudden he fell into this lotto.
Yes.
Think about what Rob would now be due in his life. Mm-hmm. It's not just that back child support.
Okay.
He's probably going to take care of them.
They're going to get that child support.
And the only reason
I
brought Rob's dad up is because he comes from a broken home.
That's right. Thank you.
So I don't understand your point. Are
you
defending Pedro?
No, I'm saying that I would rather have a father in my life that didn't pay my mom and ourselves child support and then win the lotto so I could really cash in.
Yeah, but can you? It says here, a spokesman for the lottery says, the state lottery division generally satisfies such judgments mm-hmm. before winnings are released.
Okay.
So,
what I read is they're going to take the 29 grand off
out.
His total.
Yeah.
And then
distribute it.
But see, my feeling is, I would see your point mm-hmm. if this windfall would go to the people that he's owed money to. So, like, you know, you base that child support, you revamp it. I think they're fair is fair, and I think the people that he has stiffed for 30 grand, that's a ton of child support, and child support, so I know from where I come on this.
True.
And I think, really, you know, if the guy has been a deadbeat, which he has been, then they, you know, okay, you won the lottery, all is fine. Ramp up that total, maybe make that total a little worth something more.
The first thing he said when he won the lottery is he wanted to take care of people, the people he knew, the people in his life. And I'm going to assume that he meant all the kids.
You would hope he would.
Do you
know? I don't know. I mean, it doesn't make what he did right.
It says, Buzz, here, the unpaid child support payments go back to 2009. And, you know, that's something where it's not known which of Quesada's five children are covered under the payments. I'm someone who pays child support.
Yes,
and
yes.
Your child support is based on your income. That's how they do it.
Right.
And the
fact is, that goes up, right?
Well, not necessarily.
If your net worth goes up?
If they're saying that they satisfy the lien or the payment before the winnings are dispersed, then it's a different
story.
Yeah,
but if the payment goes up after the winnings are dispersed because of the money you actually have.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that work out for the kids?
I think that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I think that would be terrific. Yeah.
But it comes down to whether it's a legal or a moral thing. If it's legally, he pays off exactly what he owes and maybe a small stipend for, I guess, interest or penalties, that's fine. But do you think morally he will increase it even if he's not required
to? I hope he would.
I would hope he would, especially since it's in the public eye now.
I mean, he messed up.
You never know what a person's situation is.
Right.
For me, it was just kind of, you know, you want that Cinderella story, and this kind of put a damper on it. When they go back to 2009, a spokesman for Passaic County Sheriff Richard Bednick says the sheriff's office warrant squad is attempting to find Quesada to resolve the matter. So who knows what's in his head? Who knows what the financial circumstances
are? I'm sorry, go ahead.
But I was just going to say, you're seeing a repeat of the cycle we always go through, whether it's an athlete or a movie star or a lottery winner. We raise somebody up to a level that's higher than humanly possible, and then we run in for the crucifixion. You know, it doesn't surprise me at all.
I
think we're overreacting to what we're hearing here, and we don't know the whole story.
No, I went on and on and on about how wonderful it was to have somebody like this. And it's just when you have a blemish on that story, which this really is. Child support
Agreed.
Is a big deal. It's a bummer to me, and it was kind of sad to see that happen.
They said that after he did his initial press review, and you know that we all saw him on TV smiling and laughing and saying what he was going to do, cops were waiting for him when he got home.
Yeah.
And it's not like it was any sort of great secret.
Yeah. And how free really are we? You know, hey, I've had the greatest day. Hello, there's the law.
Is that a drone?
Yeah. It's really, when you think about it, it's the state's money anyway. I mean, it's the state that takes in the money, state that pays out the money, and then the state takes that huge chunk. Mm. So, you know, I think it's just kind of strange. I think the lottery prizes are, it's just interesting the way it goes. You know, it's not a $338 million prize.
No,
it's not. And the fact that they say that is a lie. It's not.
It really is.
What they should do when they put those big billboards up is they should say,
you know, they should give the total after taxes, because I think that would be much more fun.
I agree.
And if everybody assumed that it was after taxes or knew that it was after taxes, I think it'd be a little bit better way to promote it. Just
some others may say, if you owe that much child support, you shouldn't be playing the lottery.
That's a great point.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Very true.
Lots more to talk about. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We got a letter from Roger Douglas King II.
Oh, wow. You know what? I like Roger Douglas King I better, but he didn't write.
How about that? I mean, that's a pretty good name. I love that. I've been meaning to write you guys and let you know that I contacted Encore Insurance back in January. I spoke with them over the phone and received a policy for the wife and I, which was significantly more coverage than we already had with another company, for half the price per month.
Wow.
A rep came by, did the final paperwork. The whole process took no more than 2 hours total to complete. A few hours to save hundreds of dollars a year is a no-brainer. Also, you can get over the fact that we have the peace of mind knowing we can't get over the fact that we have the peace of mind knowing that we have the additional coverage to take care of our children in case anything would happen, and that's icing on the cake.
Yeah.
We are ecstatic. Keep up the good work in finding awesome advertisers that save us money and offer these outstanding products and services. Looking forward to the next one to patronize. We're talking about Encore Insurance Services, and those are the people that really underwrite us on WTNT. And we are so, so delighted with their partnership, and I love to read a letter like that.
Yeah.
You know, Oscar did it. You guys can do
sure.
it, too. Here's a guy that was paying you know, more than he needed to. Called Encore. Their number is 866-347-5748 or went to smartterm.com. Got the great deal, saving hundreds of dollars a year. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Let them know you appreciate them as much as we do. Encore Insurance Services, and we appreciate that. A couple of personal notes here. The first one, we didn't get to it yesterday because we were talking about the birthdays and talking about Jimmy Cerrito's anniversary.
Yes.
Happy anniversary, one day late to anniversary relationship, Jimmy.
21 years.
Isn't that kind?
21 years with his lovely bride, Maureen, who is just a wonderful lady and supports us and supports Jimmy. And Jimmy Cerrito is so happy to be celebrating his anniversary.
You know what I love about both Jimmy and Mo is, especially when they're together, they're both big.
The sex?
They're both big thinkers, Mike.
Hello, you big thinkers, you.
Wonder what he did on his anniversary.
Something special.
I think he was going to go into D.C. to celebrate.
Oh, really?
Was he, Buzz?
Yeah,
thank you.
I don't know how to get there. But
how does he get there?
I need a moment. I wasn't expecting the setup.
Oh, man. That would have been fun, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it have been fun?
Yeah.
He was posting on Facebook.
So, Jimmy, happy anniversary to you and Mo. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Go celebrate.
And on another personal note, a shout out to our good friend Cappy, who has supported this show so wonderfully. Mm-hmm. And happy Easter weekend. We all love you, and you're a very special person. And we have to say that publicly every now and then, because if we don't, we'll just be selfish bastards. So, thank you. Thank you very much, Cappy. You continue to show tremendous support for this show, and you are one of the originals and one of the really reasons that we're all here doing this today, and we love you for that. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I know all the other guys feel the same way.
Our hearts, I will say.
Absolutely.
And then we can go back to being selfish bastards?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Post away, Rob. Yeah.
Speaking of selfish, speaking of posting, you know the birthday card, the beautiful birthday card you put?
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Know? Yeah, so I posted it on Facebook while we're doing the show.
How many likes?
Well, you know, it's nothing to compete with your Savannah Guthrie scoop.
How many likes?
Scoop?
Yeah, but I've got 30 likes, and I want to say probably 15 comments already.
It's competition day.
Yeah,
on the
I don't know what
show.
To say about that. Right. I think the best comment I've seen so far is...
Even this is a competition.
It's in a font Mike can read.
I have roughly the same now. That's all. I've got like 29 likes.
Oh, that's
nice. All I have.
That's
pretty
cool.
And I've got probably 16 comments.
Yeah.
I just got a personal message from Savannah Guthrie.
What'd
she said, thank you for not posting that horrible photo.
Your relationship is sound
it
with
is.
Her.
She's awesome.
So, happy anniversary to Jimmy, and a message from my wife to me. I don't know where we have these discussions.
Yeah, you
but
teased this up front, and I'm concerned because you said she made something very clear.
Yeah, today we will be discussing pessimism and optimism on the show, and we're going to be talking about you know, who's an optimist. optimist, who's not, what optimistic people are all about, what pessimistic people are all about. It got me thinking about one of the things we didn't cover in the bonus show this week, and that was one of the things I'm most optimistic about and most pessimistic about is this upcoming fatherhood for me.
Right.
Because I'm optimistic because, wow, what an incredible process to have a son in my life and to be part of that. And then the pessimist in me says, you know, oh my God, I'm going to be blowing spit bubbles by the time the kid's in middle school. So I was thinking about that, and Carl and I have had a lot of discussions about it, and it's fun when we talk about it, but just out of the blue, I said, yeah, you know, pretty soon by the time, it was a line my cousin Teddy had, that because he's another older father like me, and he said, by the time the kids get out of diapers, you'll be able to put me in them. So that's it. What are you guys looking at? What are you guys looking at in your Facebook page?
Oh, we're just seeing the activity.
What are you doing?
We just started this Facebook trend.
I know. Now get your nose out of it, especially you, Buzz. You get into it and you go away. You drift away 500 miles. So my point is, Carla said to me, no poo. So, you know,
no, you don't even have to
she
deal
will
with
wheel
it.
Me around and she, no, I'm talking about me.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's I gone said, that further down the road.
Josh knows what I'm talking about because he's actually the only one listening to the show today. I will tell you this, that no poo, she has a no poo rule that she will help me. She will wheel me into the hospital. She will take me, you know, she will help me downstairs. She might even lift me up and get me into the car. But when it comes
the lifting
to,
is heavy.
She said, when it comes to anything potty wise, absolutely. Absolutely not. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
How much detail did you get? Will she perhaps empty your bucket?
No, we didn't get into that.
Because,
much
I mean, did you talk big potty versus small potty?
We talked
true
about
true love's hard to find.
I talk about it a lot because I think about it.
Yeah.
And you get to this point and you realize that, you know, starting really a brand new life, as I am with this baby coming in July, and I say, you know, I'm always making references to the fact that we talked about how I am young of mind and elderly of body.
Yeah.
And how I've got to fix that. And the nice thing about the mind necessarily will not come around, but if you have a young mind, you can get that body back to where it needs to be. And I want to be lighter, and I want to, and I've, you know, I'm continuing to do that and try to get myself to get the weight off, and it's working because I'm on a, you know, you do weight not, I'm doing Carla not.
It just started.
You said pump the brakes. Is that the expression of the week? For
that's
you?
That's a Chinese expression.
Yes. No. Yeah, what is it, China?
I hate that you start. Look, I know that you've had some progress, and I'm happy for you.
Yes.
Like I think
yes.
you might be down to 6 pounds down, maybe 7.
Yes, 6 pounds.
If we're lucky,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So why don't
what
we
do you mean
do
if
this?
We're lucky?
Why don't we do this?
What do you
it
mean
really
if
doesn't
we're
have
lucky?
To do I with like luck. It. You make these bold statements.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then
what
I feel
bold statement am I making?
Like
right
that
now?
You're gonna change your life, you're gonna lose 30 pounds.
I didn't say that.
No, you've said that to me.
I said
in private.
No, yeah. I said that I have to if I'm going to be functional in my life going forward.
I think you're as functional as you want to be. And I think if you put this pressure that you're going to lose this weight or this doing that.
Not doing that.
Okay, you're not doing that.
No, yourself. No, I'll tell you what I'm doing. And I think that's been a mistake in the past.
Yeah.
I think there are tiny little baby steps you can take in your life. Even something like bringing, you know, I haven't picked up a drumstick in 4 years, something like that.
And you love chicken.
Bringing
church's chicken.
Bringing my drums down.
Oh,
is
you
just
meant your drums.
To be active and just to do stuff that I haven't done before.
That you love.
Re-engaging in, you know, in just life. No, any kind of physical activity. But I'm smart enough to know that if I put out a goal, a lofty goal, I'm not necessarily going to psychologically help myself because I'll get down.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and
true.
A
and
classic
it
example
tough.
Is this morning, getting on the scale this morning and being flat. And I was really, really pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But what my comment was to my wife was, well, that's okay because this is for life. This is just the way
that's
it's going to be.
That's the way you should look at it. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I don't
yeah, yeah.
really think until, and who knows? I'm like a drug addict. I say it the same way. I think if I say that I'm never going to, you know, fall off the wagon and gain a pound or two again, I could be lying. I've done it a million times. But I think that I've psyched myself into a way that the way my wife helps me now and the way she,
oh, that's so beautiful.
The way she eats her food now mm-hmm. is kind of the way I like it. I'm satisfied with it. It's not like I've eaten in the past, certainly not like we ate down in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and I just can't do it. And mm-hmm. and I certainly can't do it on a regular basis. And so I got no idea. Yeah. I could lose 6 pounds and that would be it, or I could lose 100 pounds.
You just
I'm
want
not
to live
sure.
a happier, healthier yeah. life.
But I have mm-hmm. to. But there is no doubt in my mind that if I'm going to be, you know, 2 years down the road, functional for a toddler.
Oh, yeah.
I got to change. Yeah. There's just no way I can do it. Where that's going to take me is, and I went through a period right after she announced she was pregnant where I just kind of, I became sedentary. I digested all of it.
Right.
And almost in my own mind, I'm saying, okay, fat ass, lie on the couch a little more because those days are numbered. Yeah. And it's not through anything I'm going to do. I have no choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to be able to move around whether I want to or not. I can't just sit there, you know, with the baby like crawling into the fireplace and go, oh, you watch it over there. Yeah.
All that said.
Watch yourself. Be careful.
You're on about to make a series of great decisions.
Yes.
And the first great decision is setting up a drum set right before you bring home a sleeping infant.
Well, what? The drum set is basically the ramp up to, you know, I think when the baby's walking around, we'll keep the baby in the other room. It's just doing stuff.
Yeah, doing stuff is good.
That sat there, that beautiful Tama Swingstar classic drum set, sat there gathering dust, and there's no real reason for that. And when we changed the house around for the baby, right. I said, I don't want to put that up in the attic and and have it gather dust. I want to put it down where it was before.
When you actually, you know, get into the thing where whether or not Carla is going to assist you with your bathroom functions, don't worry about it. And let me offer you this, Mike, as comfort, not just for you.
She's not going to assist me with
that. She said no. Right.
She's not going anywhere near the potty.
No.
So you can train the child to do that.
No. I would like to offer.
That makes me want to cry.
I want to offer comfort to you and to Carla.
I'm waiting for that.
Mike, long before you lose control of your bowels, your heart will take you.
Thank you. Very much,
and
Rob.
So don't worry. It's a non-issue.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Baby you're losing steps. Your heads, kids.
You're losing your heads, kids.
Well, this might be good news for everybody here.
What?
This show.
We could use it.
I don't think Oscar and Buzz are going to care as much as Rob and I, but it says here that beer may not seem like a healthy drink, but drinking it in moderation, you know, moderation in all things, can protect your bones, reduce your heart disease risk, and more.
Mm-hmm. Really? So almost, isn't that what they said? Well, heart disease,
they always said wine.
Wine. Yes, red wine for heart disease. But what about the bones? Because I'm just so brittle.
Them bones.
Look at me, Mike.
You're big boned. Your big, brittle bones.
My huge, brittle bones. I'm almost like made of meringue.
Brewmaster Eric. Now, see, that's that's not a doctor.
No, this is my name. I am Brewmaster Eric.
He says his mixtures might become the toast of the town for their health benefits.
These will help you.
Oh, now here's a doctor.
Beer is food.
Dr. Sarah Joan Nixon. Well, who trusts that name anyway?
Oh.
I do.
Sarah Joan Nixon.
She is not a crook.
She is an addiction expert. Rob, I'm not getting the credible story that I wanted.
Nixon treats addiction.
Well, I think the key to all of this is moderation. We don't need, I don't think anyone except maybe Buzz possess that type of attitude towards alcohol.
With alcohol.
Yes.
Right.
It's the
right.
other stuff that
That's
yeah.
right.
The like stuff that grows in his basement. I don't show any moderation.
Oh,
I
tried that. It doesn't grow in the basement.
Moderate heat lamps.
It needs sun.
Dr. Nixon says, alcohol's been used as medication for forever and ever. Nixon says, like red wine, drinking beer can be good for your heart.
I bet Miller Lite is bad for your heart, and other beers are very good
for
your heart.
I still hold out hope, you hump, that we're going to get a beer company someday.
Okay.
And you're such a beer snob.
Slandering.
You slander a massive, you know, if you said that.
I love Miller Lite.
Could you have said that in the old radio days?
No.
You could not say that.
One of the magic things about our job.
I love Miller Lite. Yeah, that we don't give a rat's ass about potential clients.
You know, I really held out hope that we would perhaps get Comcast as a client someday.
No, you know, you're being a real hump today.
I am.
You are really being a hump.
Yeah,
just because I scooped you on Facebook. Sorry
about
that.
And once again, it doesn't bother me.
Yes, it does.
I'm glad you got that. That's
Italian,
one in the win column.
An Italian study of more than 200,000 people found those who drink a pint a day had a 31% decrease in heart disease risk. Mm-hmm. Beer can also raise HDL, the good cholesterol in your body. And a 2009 study found the high levels of silicon in beer can be good for bones as well.
Silicon?
So, I don't know.
I think one beer is like a waste of a beer.
It is. My father and I have always theorized we'd rather have no beer than one beer in our fridge.
Because one beer is just, it's the same. I think it's equivalent of seeing a piece of cheesecake and taking one little bite.
Well, in my case, and I like Miller Lite. When you slam Miller Lite, is there a domestic light beer that you would sign off on?
You know, the Beck's Light is okay, but
it's not a domestic.
But I don't like light beer.
But it's not a domestic. Is there any domestic beer, light or non-light, that you would sign off on?
Gun to your head.
Oh, yeah. A domestic beer? beer?
Yes.
Yingling is one of my go-tos.
Yingling. Okay. All right. So
Budweiser.
I think. You know,
and I answer a question, and somehow it's no good.
Because you're slamming like this. I am conditioned back in the day where we were, you know, you don't slam these massive beer companies supported radio. Maybe it's an old trick when you were out there.
It's common sense.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Oscar. Yeah, I appreciate
take it from
that.
The king of common sense, Oscar Santana.
Thank you.
Have fun in China.
Now you're attacking him. What's wrong
but
with
see,
you?
But see, I don't care.
You know what it is? He's jealous that I got the post up first.
He just didn't want
that. That's exactly what it is.
It's not that.
But we shouldn't be jealous anymore because, as Oscar pointed out, no one cares about it.
It was a big dud.
It's just us. Maybe that should, you know what? Maybe we should be.
Boo.
Perhaps there's a lesson.
Maybe we should be mindful. Energy. We should be mindful of the fact that, Rob, we care about the Today Show, but nobody else gives a rat's ass about it.
Well, I think
that's what I've learned.
You know
what?
That is something fairly valid.
I think that is true.
The stories that are brought to you on the Today Show are important. I don't think the people that are watching the Today Show are monitoring their Facebook every other second. They're
this
probably watching it and going to work.
It's kind of a youthful media.
Yes.
And it's an old school media.
Yes.
You know, you've got Willard giving 100-year-old birthdays,
yeah.
And you've got people with their nose in Facebook. Yeah. Doesn't necessarily go together.
Right.
You know?
No,
the people that really, the social networking that people that like the Today Show do are the people that get up at 4:30 in the morning and stand on that plaza.
Yeah.
We're going to go down and see them set up the TV lights.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that there is any morning television that skews towards the young people? I guess not. I think
GMA
Today
probably.
Show, but Today Show is the oldest of them. Mm-hmm. That's the one that's got to skew the oldest. But do you think, like Oscar, your generation,
yes.
You're not that much
ask
younger
that
than me.
Guy.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you ask
do you watch any morning
guy.
News shows?
I do not.
Do you know anybody who does?
Nope.
No,
what do you,
see,
what do, you do in the morning?
I think it's a dead medium
yeah,
for college
What do you do in the morning? After that.
I got that. Hold on.
Yeah.
I think we know that.
There we go. Yep.
No, I mean, do you listen to the radio for news?
I do. I usually, when I'm on my way to school, I just kind of flip through the radio and, you know, or when I'm on my way
Where do you get your news?
I actually get a lot of it here.
That's yeah. sad.
That is.
How about this hockey
I'm
going to
need a pen.
Here's some news for you. Take a look at that. You don't think hockey players are tough?
Oh.
That's a picture of Alex Ovechkin's chin from practice yesterday.
From practice?
Somebody basically put a valley inside of his chin.
It's going to leave a mark.
Something like 28 stitches to take care of. So
wow.
If anybody says hockey players aren't tough, you know, I give Ovi a hard time occasionally, but a lot of people do in this town.
I hope this doesn't affect his speech.
I'm about
when I heard the news, I said, no, not the moneymaker.
Do you think they'll have to update his wax figure?
You know, he is seriously. There's a code in hockey. They're all tough. Athletes are tough. I think baseball players are tough. Football players are. But hockey players, you know, you get up close to a hockey player that's played, say, more than 10 seasons in the NHL.
Yes.
And if you're real close to him, you'll see. Their face.
Frankenstein.
Really looks like kind of a, you know, just a collection of scars.
Oh, yeah,
that they have out
yeah certain people in theater are the same way.
Theater arts.
If you get
makeup
really
accidents.
Very close to the lunts, Mike. Mm-hmm. They're like that.
Speaking of young media, this is not a young artist by any stretch of the imagination, but I got a video sent to me today.
Yeah, what was that?
And I have no idea how long it's been out, whether it's an old video or a young, because I'm not up on that. I'm not, but it is Robin Thicke, Alan Thicke's son, who I think had a hit a few years back.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
Was it Sundown?
Hit.
I'm not sure.
A cover of the...
I'll look right now.
I think I might have it.
Gordon Lightfoot cover?
Demetrius Meritis, or whatever the guy's name is. I think that's his
You're
name.
You're very close, if not accurate.
He sent me a video. He said, Mike, my apologies if you haven't seen this. Uh-huh. If not, enjoy. And I ain't seen anything. This is not safe for work. And I watched the whole thing. A delightful music video featuring completely and totally topless models. And it's called Blurred Lines. Now, that might be the album or the single. I'm not sure what it's called. But it's Robin Thicke. And man, these models, if you just like the old-fashioned female form and you want to take about 3 minutes of your life.
Send that to me.
Have you seen it, Oscar?
19 hours ago, it just came out.
It is.
So you are current.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah,
Mikey got a win.
Yeah.
Another in the win column.
I have to tell you something. This is.
What a day.
You know, I just like, it's a music video. And then it goes on. And these wonderful, like, supermodel quality women.
Wow.
With gorgeous, beautiful
tatas.
Kabazas.
Yeah. Breasts.
Are you looking at it yet?
Yeah, well, the videos we should mention is with T.I. and Pharrell, so he's got a new song out.
Yeah, it's with T.I. and Pharrell.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
I'm going to pull up the video for the guys in 2 seconds.
And it's Demetrios Meritis who actually had it.
Doesn't that sound like an award you would win for getting straight A's?
Mm-hmm.
I won the Demetrios Meritis.
It really is, and I like the song, too. The song is actually
pretty
decent.
Is it funky, or what? Can you
I'll
give
play
it a genre?
Right here.
Cool.
All right, here we go, if we can hear it.
Yeah.
It's playing through my computer right now.
Do you want to grab that and plug it in? Right. Josh, grab that for him, please, and plug it in if you don't mind.
It sounds like,
and you know, when you plug it in, show it to the boys over there.
Like a Michael Jackson sample.
It did sound like
Robin Thicke. Now, how relevant is Robin Thicke as an artist? I don't consider him all that.
I think he's been producing a lot. Right.
Now, if you want to have a way of getting your video viral, I mean, even though it's not safe for work, and don't show this at work because you're going to get in trouble if you put this on, because this is nudity, nudity, nudity.
Yeah, but he stays close.
Let's listen to it. I think it's pretty good.
This is a good video, Mike.
And it's a good song. I think the song works for me a little.
Not a bad song.
Not a bad video.
I like it.
When's the last time we've talked about a music
more
video?
More than just stop.
Think about that.
It's crazy.
We haven't talked about a music video in years.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Do you think, because this guy, you know, thank you, Demetrius, for sending this to me.
Yes.
Oscar, do you think this has the potential to, I can't.
To go where it
needs
to
go? I'm going
to
lose my concentration if I keep looking at that. I think we'll hear more about this, and we'll have to wait and see.
No, I think the last video that had a viral, the thing that launched as a hit as viral was the OK Go. They had a huge viral.
No. This is gonna go.
This will surpass.
Yeah, I buy stock in this video.
Yeah, it's gonna skew male.
And before we break,
look at these ladies.
We talk about it on the bonus hour a little bit, but we will talk about it just briefly here. How are you feeling? I know on the bonus hour you talk about anxiety leading up to your trip to China. How are you doing today? Are you doing okay?
Our visas have been approved.
Your visas have been
so
approved.
So it's a win in the Fantana Moore column.
Wheels up Wednesday. Is that correct?
We leave Thursday.
Thursday. Wheels up Thursday of next week.
17 and a half hours on a 777, which I had to look up to see if there was enough room for us.
It's a great plane for long travel.
On your fabulous birthday weekend, enjoy yourself. Monday, we're going to devote an entire segment to the China trip.
I'm packing this weekend.
And maybe at some point we can get Todd on the line and see what his thoughts are. If he wants to, maybe if he wants to pop in before, who knows? He's going to be a busy guy next week.
I'll ask him.
See if he wants to come in. We'll talk about China. We'll cover
the
whole
thing.
He
can't make it in. He's having his kimono steamed.
That should be fun. That's true. Isn't that Japan?
Same thing.
That's Japan. Don't say same thing. You're driving me crazy today. Sound like Jackie Gleason. We'll take a break and come back with everybody except for Rob. Bye. Tuesday, I feel better. You know what's great is Rob makes his little slurs and I get the Facebook messages from people.
You should forward them to me.
I definitely will.
Thank you.
This segment of the program is brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette and a wonderful e-cigar. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave but without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. And I enjoy the Belvedere.
You love the Belvedere.
Which is a delightful cigar substitute. And the nice thing about it, if you like a stogie, you can sit there, watch your sports, and puff away without having to stink up the whole house. You can't do that with a cigar, folks. Same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee. Smart Smoke, the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. If you're a cigar lover, try the Belvedere, which lasts as long as 6 double Coronas. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, and to order refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. Let's open up the audio vault. We are running super late on time today. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Just a quick note. The video that you brought to our wonderful attention has already in the last, I guess it was released on Wednesday, but it started breaking, like the buzz started moving the last 3 days. Mm-hmm. In 3 days, it already has over 1,116,000 views.
It's incredible.
Not surprised.
He's done more in one day than his father, Alan Thicke, has done in an entire career.
Hey, Mike. Watch out. Hey, I understand that video went really viral.
You should ground him.
Yeah. You're grounded, Robin. Robin Thicke.
Right. All right. What do you have for us?
Oh, I have a wonderful parody. Don't you love a parody record?
Oh,
Mike?
I do. I'll stand by with the dynamite.
Yeah, for Easter. Funny, went longer than I thought it would.
Thank you.
Alaskan Congressman Don Young. I think he's the fourth longest running person in Congress right now.
Over 80.
Yes, did an interview on an Alaskan radio station.
Unbelievable. When you get people that are 80 years old, stuff seeps through. And another great win for the Republican Party.
Exactly. A good time to come together. Here is Don Young.
My father had a ranch. We used to hire 50 to 60 wetbacks. And to pick tomatoes, you know, it takes two people to pick the same tomatoes now. That's all done by machine.
They're really confused with the RNC while they're not really tapping into the pulse of the American
people. And he said the previous in the interview, he had very nice things to say about them.
Yeah, exactly.
But he didn't understand.
Right backs?
Yeah.
When's the last time I've heard that?
It's really,
how about almost never?
It's seriously, I mean, that was a slur when I was 5 years old.
Right.
But one thing, it did make me think of an episode of Green Acres that you can still occasionally catch in syndication.
Right.
And this is an actual, this is not altered, this is actual dialogue from Green Acres. So like 1967 probably, yeah, Buzz, yeah?
That's about right.
I am going to go straight to a psychiatrist and get some therapy.
That will be good for your back.
It's not my back that hurts, it's my come in.
What's wrong with your come in?
There's nothing wrong with my... Mr. Douglas, these fellas have something to say to you. Go ahead, Haney.
Mr. Douglas, I'm sorry. It's my fault that folks were suspicious of you.
And we're sorry because we listened to him.
Yes, Mr. Douglas, we know you didn't do no counterfeiting, no whiskey making, no wet backing.
Yeah, we know you're an American
backing. Wet backing. No, they were accusing him of smuggling wet backs in an episode of Green Acres.
As a Latino, I'm slightly offended.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was a standard practice. You know, that's included in our pop culture back in the day. Mm-hmm. But hey, Congressman, you know, really, you have a staff, you have younger people around you all the time. Get your act together. This is really, I hate to say it, but you're talking about people that are out of touch, maybe shouldn't be in there anymore.
Let your press secretary do your interviews.
Exactly.
That's probably not going to help with the Latino vote in that district.
That was an
in Alaska.
That was an awkward moment.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They're probably in Alaska as well. But you know what?
Hiding.
I don't know. I don't know what the percentages of Latino voters exist in Alaska.
Where's he a lawmaker? You said he did the interview in Alaska. Where is he?
He
a
is an Alaskan congressman, okay. But he is from Texas.
No, he's from California, and he was referencing his father's ranch in California right. When he was growing up.
Palin, now that was this guy. Connection.
Mm. I know.
It's very awkward. And also awkward is CBS's coverage of the NCAA. Doug Gottlieb is one of their panelists, and he was the only white guy on the panel.
Okay.
And this is him coming back from commercials.
Look at this murderer's row. Greg Anthony, Doug Gottlieb, Kenny the Jet Smith, Sir Charles Barkley. Welcome back to New York, guys. Okay. And
he's already.
Cream rising to the crop. I don't know why you guys asked me. I'm just here to bring diversity to this set here. Give the kind of white man's perspective. On things from point guard position, no,
nothing.
Okay, just checking. It's Marquette, Miami.
What were you guys?
Do you remember my...
You tried to make a joke.
And you can't. Yeah. How stupid. I mean, honest to God, don't you learn this... You learn this in baby DJ school, you stupid moron. You get on there. But this is a guy that, is he a coach? Is he a former coach or something? He's obviously not a broadcaster.
Well, not a broadcaster.
You know, find out who Doug this guy Gottlieb. Is. You know, and then he gets nervous. And so did the Murderer's Row comment?
That wasn't
that
him.
That got my attention.
That wasn't. I was laughing because I thought that was a bit of a slur as well.
But no, it was Doug Gottlieb.
Let me hear the clip again.
I think it's Greg Gumbel coming back.
Look at this Murderer's Row.
Okay, he can say.
Greg Anthony, Doug Gottlieb, Kenny the Jet Smith, Sir Charles Barkley. Welcome back to New York, guys, and it's going to be a good night.
Cream rising to the crop. I don't know why you guys asked me. I'm just here to bring diversity to this set here. Give the kind of white man's perspective.
Hey, look at all these black guys.
All right, first of all, hold on. It's cream rising to the crop,
which is wrong.
So he screws that up because he's nervous.
Mixed metaphor.
And then the white man's perspective.
Right.
It's just,
he's a CBS analyst.
We just don't.
Great guy.
We move by it.
Charles Barkley later spoke up in Gottlieb's defense and said, forget it.
He's just an idiot.
Yeah, right.
And he's apologized. He's sorry for bringing the white man's perspective.
White man's perspective.
Great is that he's still working for CBS.
Yeah.
CBS fired us.
Yeah.
Been a while since we've had one of these that I love these. This is when a kid gets oral surgery and comes home from the dentist.
Oh, these are good.
Whacked out on whatever pain meds they give them. This girl is confused because she's holding her wisdom teeth in a cup. And she's sad because on the influence of these drugs, she thinks she murdered her wisdom teeth.
Abby, your teeth are okay.
But they're dead.
They
was just trying to help me too. And I didn't accept them. I deserve the pain.
No, no.
I took lives.
No, you didn't. A tooth is not life.
I just want to be happy.
You will.
I just wanted to be a part of my body. I said no. You know. I didn't mean it. You can come back if you want.
No, not right now. Yeah, you should leave him in there.
She's trying to put him in her mouth.
She was. And you know what's really great? The dentist that releases a child who's under that much medication, only topped by the parent that videotapes it and puts it on Facebook.
But we sure enjoy
it. We do.
Is that dentist using LSD as an anesthetic?
I have no idea.
It's better than that dentist that, you know, was
I've
using
been on that trip.
The dirty tools.
The dirty tools, like giving his patients HIV.
Yeah, more about that coming up.
Oh, my God. Oh, good. I want to hear about
like
that, Buzz.
That's like a special should have Mike Rowe on it.
Wow.
We're running horribly late, so on Monday, Mike, I will talk to you about Louis Anderson's injury.
That's worth looking forward to.
Yeah, he had a bad night on Splash.
Okay,
he may have to quit.
I'm going to have to look in on that.
He's very emotional.
Is there a good night on Splash?
I don't know, but with Jimmy Kimmel in mind, Mike, I say to you,
yes.
Happy Easter.
Okay. As you know, Easter is on Sunday. You know, Americans buy an estimated 120 million pounds of candy for Easter every year. I hope Jesus comes back as a dentist. It's difficult to explain Easter to your kids. Yes, he rose from the dead. No, he's not a zombie. I don't know why we hide eggs. Just put them in the basket. Someone needs to come up with an app that marks exactly where you hid all your eggs. That way, if you lose one, you don't have to move out of the house 3 weeks later.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We'll take a break, come back with Buzz and News. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's get right to it. We are running terribly behind today. Ladies and gentlemen, the man himself, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Oh, it's going to be fine. And I can't wait to call these folks. The news today brought to you by RC Kitchens. Your kitchen may very well be the most important room in your home. It certainly is at resale time, and it certainly is for your own enjoyment. Now, you can have hand-built, all-wood, top-quality cabinets for about the same price as the mass-produced brands. Contact Rory Callahan at RC Kitchens to get Mercedes quality at Prius prices. RC Kitchens makes it a point to find out exactly what you want and takes the frustration out of remodeling. Estimates from RC Kitchens are guaranteed accurate, and the timetable is always honest and realistic. RC Kitchens serves the D.C. area all the way to the beaches of Delmarva. If you're outside the D.C. area, RC Kitchens might still be able to help you. Do yourself a favor and for us, contact Rory Callahan and his crew today at 301-537-3515. That's 301-537-3515, or find him at rckitchens.com. Now, when it comes to North Korea, as the modern saying goes, the S just got real. North Korea says it's ready to settle up with the U.S. It says its missiles are in, are in ready mode and aimed at Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Hawaii, and Austin, Texas. Experts still don't think North Korea will carry out these threats, but with an isolated, egomaniacal 29-year-old leader, you just never know.
There is a photograph that was circulated. I guess it was taken from a North Korean paper that shows the map of the United States and missile trajectories and all this. This is scary stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, you really, you know, there's no access to North Korea, so we really don't know what their capabilities are.
Right.
And hey, Washington, D.C. just got a little real for us, didn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, that lack
of just a small miscalculation, it lands right in the zit.
That's right. Absolutely.
then what do we do?
The zit's safe.
We rebuild.
Well, Mike, what will happen? It will cause millions of dollars of improvements.
No, to be honest with you, I was thinking about this even before the Washington, D.C. thing, and I'm thinking that, okay, guys, you're playing with the wrong people here.
This is serious.
This is serious stuff, and, well, they don't realize it, but I think it's time to maybe eliminate this this leadership that they have.
Kim Jong-un has grown. Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, they worship. He's their Kim Kardashian. And the problem
is, happen if he's dead.
He's grown up in isolation. He doesn't even understand how the outside world works.
Yeah, let's isolate him into a crater.
This is all his imagination.
I know I hate people that go, hey, nuke him. But the fact is, they're threatening to nuke us.
Right.
And you our military bases.
Right.
Is that of all the people he reached out to with all the money and whatever may or may not have happened with Dennis Rodman, that they may be so behind, because this happens actually when I used to go to Latin America or even when I travel sometimes, that when I was younger and I would go to Latin America, the hits of the I guess the 80s were still the hits of the 80s in the 90s.
So that you're saying they're actually decades behind our pop culture.
Yes. So when for him to reach out to Dennis Rodman as his like A-list celebrity that he wants to spend some time with.
I've got a great idea.
Isn't that strange?
But that'll work out for me and my contemporaries. I'll call Rod Langway and Joe Theismann and see if we can book a flight over there.
There you go. What could possibly go wrong?
That's a terrific idea.
You know, even Rodman said when they were having dinner, the band was just playing 80s TV themes.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, because that's what he has.
Hey, Mark Rippon. Hi, Mike O'Mara. Listen, you want to go over to North Korea? Yeah, he thinks you're the current Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Hi, that could be it. Mike, Ted Williams is on the phone for you. He's ready for the trip.
We'll bring Ted's head over there.
Quoting a statement from the North Korean government, war may break out at any moment. North Korea has taken its nuclear hotline off the hook and canceled the treaty that ended the Korean War in the 1950s. North Korea's most likely target, however, would be South Korea, and that will guarantee a U.S. military response. The U.S. government has made a clear promise to stand firmly behind its South Korean ally.
I'm ready. Are you ready for a war? I'm not of war. I'm ready for a response. I'm tired of this jerk.
Yeah,
I was tired of his father and threats to the South Korean people. And those people are probably in a complete state of utter terror now. And this guy's got to be stopped.
We are being taunted by a punk bully, and you get tired of that after a certain time, and eventually you do something to shut him up.
This isn't WMD. This is not Iraq. This is our ally, South Korea, and millions and millions and millions of people that are living under the threat of this jerk who is up there bringing Dennis Rodman in and just completely,
Iraq
oppressing his own people.
Can you imagine him going into South Korea, destroying all the plantations, the mint juleps?
As soon as I get
South Korea, are you making it like the old South?
That's how I see it.
You like that, huh, Josh? Okay. You guys get to sleep in the same bunk.
They both have the head shaved.
I want to get home and look at my traveler's insurance. I wonder if it covers all out war.
War.
Now Rob's making me think about it. Then we go directly to South Korea.
Well, I noticed the northern aggression has continued.
I don't care for the son of that man up north.
I'll tell you right now, we're going to get on the Soul Train, the Robert E. Lee. Yes, sir.
Ulysses S. Un.
Ah, yeah, I'm a South Korea. That's what I love about South.
The Deep South.
God. This week, we reported that the fervor had faded for better gun laws. Yesterday, 100 days after 20 young children bled and died in Newtown, President Obama said, quote, shame on us if we've forgotten. He stood with those families yesterday to try to re-energize the momentum as more Republicans, more of them, threatened to join a threatened filibuster. The filibuster is aimed at stopping a plan to improve our system of background checks, an idea favored by 84% of Americans. When is the last time 84% of Americans agreed on anything? 40% of gun purchases still take place without a background check.
That's sad.
Some police records on the Sandy Hook massacre were released yesterday. They still leave us without a clear motive, but we did learn the shooter fired 155 bullets in less than 5 minutes.
Wow. That's terrifying.
Used a Bushmaster rifle and a Glock handgun. They found a National Rifle Association certificate in his home, along with another 1,000 rounds of ammunition.
Wow.
The pushback against gun control and that movement keeps getting more extreme. In Arizona, where a congresswoman got shot in the head and a little girl died in a gun massacre, there's now a program to hand out free guns. The Armed Citizen Project, as it calls itself, wants to provide shotguns to single women and homeowners in crime-ridden neighborhoods.
It's craziness. It really is. I mean, just to look at the statistics, it doesn't make any sense, but it happens. We love our guns. We'll always love our guns. Guns aren't going away.
At an anti-gun rally in Indianapolis yesterday, men with loaded guns showed up to intimidate the mothers who had gathered to let their feelings be known. The men say they were just exercising their Second Amendment rights.
Yeah,
it's a Second Amendment right to be classy, right?
Tough guy. Real tough guy.
Threaten a woman with a gun.
Right? In Michigan, even some Republicans are calling for the resignation of one of their national committee men after he posted a link to an article that argues, among other things, that gays are responsible for half the murders in big cities. Quoting one of those Republicans calling for the resignation, you cannot win an election by insulting a wide swath of the electorate.
Stop right there!
And we promised this,
beast.
So we'll deliver. We've seen similar stories before, but never one that affected so many. Oklahoma City, 7,000 people being treated, or tested rather, for HIV and hepatitis after they all visited the same dentist. 7,000 people. Health officials say the dentist was not properly cleaning his instruments, even though he knew some of his patients carried infectious diseases. That dentist now faces losing his license.
Not only that, but one of his hygienists likes to do like pranks where they shock the patients, which is even worse.
That's our dentist.
That's oh, I'm
that's
sorry.
An inside joke about
sorry,
our dentist.
Sorry, I'm thinking of someone else.
Hello, kidding.
Finally, we do funny things with and for money, especially in Florida. In Plantation, Florida, just outside Lauderdale, one woman didn't join the office pool when all the others joined up to buy some Powerball tickets. But when one of those tickets won $1 million, her coworkers decided to share the wealth with her anyway.
Yeah, but they never gave the number out.
No, they haven't said how
that's
much.
That's what sucks about that. And they were real cagey about it.
$20.
Because they're realtors. And they were cagey. And
that's
yeah,
right. You
I
have
know.
A special place in your heart for realtors.
Well, I know I'm pissing off realtors right now, but they had the forum on the Today Show, and Matt got to it.
Yeah.
Savannah was all about the fact that, oh, what are you doing? And Matt's like, well, how much are you going to really give her?
Yeah.
And it sounds like she's certainly not going to get the full share.
No, she's not going to get a share.
But they got on TV because they're such good Samaritans. We're going to give her a check for like $300.
In Boca Grande, a 46-year-old office manager has been arrested for embezzlement. She almost got away with it until she used some of the money to throw a birthday party for her boss.
Oh, nice.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, I'd love to find that out. Hey, Buzz, make a few phone calls over the weekend. See if we can get to the bottom of that lotto story and find out how much is that poor young lady who was too much of a biatch to participate in the lotto, how much is she going to get?
Right.
$20.
That's it. We got to get out of here. You going to post anything on Facebook this afternoon?
Not a thing.
Okay, very good. Have a great weekend. Happy birthday, Oscar.
Hey, Oscar. Yeah. Boom.
Love you guys.
Enjoy your birthday weekend. We'll talk all about China with you on Monday. Have a great one. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you.